When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Okay, so New England now has the lead in the AFC East by a half game or more if you're the head-to-head series type. To include, what would that make it? Three quarters of a game? I don't even know. 5-2 versus 4-2. Next week, Bills at Panthers, Patriots home to the Browns. It was always, what is this to say? It was always a possibility, this, with New England. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Would you have thought 5-2? Sure. I would answer yes to that. I might not have, I wouldn't have assumed it. But the game, for me, for them, was the game here. And if you're good enough to win here, you might be good enough to, dominate that schedule they have. So This isn't brand new to us. Once the Patriots won here, or even before that, I think you wanted to be wise to this possibility. Maybe the Patriots are good enough to make this a real battle.
I feel like right now I'd be... I think I want to say, as early as it is, and as I think still questionable their overall roster might be, I'm going to expect it to be a grind. They just don't have very many tough games. The Bills don't have that many tough games on the schedule, but New England has fewer than them even, and they've got the lead right now. So I've got to certainly. I got a while before I get there, but I got a target making sure I win there when I go there, at New England for one. And then I got to pick one up along the way here. And I think that given their schedule, I think that should be challenging. There will probably be a week here. It did not happen to them yesterday. Credit to them. They had their big win here a couple Sunday nights ago, and they've won a couple games since then. There could have been, a dip in there, but there isn't. And but they'll probably have a game here somewhere. Like maybe they lose to the Jets or something. Like, I don't know. Like, something stupid will probably happen to them. There's no way that they're immune to that. They're not so good that they're just going to just show up and win, I don't think. So
the Bills haven't even been good enough to
right. The Chiefs, enjoy that. The Chiefs last year were kind of that, right? They weren't that dangerous, but all they did was win all the time to the point where they didn't lose their second game of the year until they laid down in the finale. So, it can happen, but it's pretty rare. So
does this feel different than 2 years ago when it was Miami in the AFC East? Miami, that year is the year where they scored the 70 points. 3-0 start, then they came here and lost big. Two more wins after that. That's the year the Bills are bobbling along at 6-6, and Miami at one point is 9-3, three games ahead. You never remember it exactly the same, but the feeling with the Dolphins, I think, was always like, doesn't matter. I mean, they didn't have to lose that lead, which they did kind of dramatically in the division, but let's play them anywhere. Right.
Right. Going worst case scenario, I'm a wild card. They win the division. I maybe it would have lined up that they would have the Bills would have had to go there in the 7-2 matchup if that would have happened.
I think that is what would have happened had the Bills lost that final game.
And I would right now concede that, bring it on. Whereas I'm not as eager to say bring it on with New England. So, like, to me, the quarterback is just much more dangerous. Drake May than Tua is. I mean, Tua can have his days, certainly, and especially if it were down there and the weather were nice, you know, like maybe he can put one on you. Drake May, I feel like I trust him way more than Tua already. And there have been far fewer great performances so far. You know, he just hasn't played that much yet. But even with that said, I'd be more worried about going to play in New England this year in a wild card game that I would have been in Miami 2 years ago.
I'm looking at, because I have that Dolphins season up, wanted to make sure about the timeline. I'm looking at that box score from when they scored 70-20. It's incredible. It's not like all kick returns. It's incredible that happened against Denver. 70-20 was the score of this game. Total yards, is my math correct here, that 363 total yards times two would be 726. And those were the two teams' totals exactly. Denver totaled 363 yards, and Miami exactly doubled it. 726 yards in that game. Just like they hit everything. I mean, it's just everything here. Well, it's not the same team.
It is.
Well, it's way worse.
It is incredible that that team has – have they – I mean, 70 points, you know. Have they even gotten to 40 again? You know what I mean? Like, where did it go? That might be as eye-popping statistically as that yardage total is, and, of course, the 70 points in and of itself is incredible. Just might be the most glaring example of, like, every week anything – any week anything can happen. Because they have never looked like that team really again.
They had some big games that year after that. But no, last year was a struggle. This year, it's a mess.
This year, it's over. I mean, it's got to be over. I mean, they're going to keep going with Tua even. But, like, didn't it sound like last night that McDaniel was sort of building the bridge to somebody else is going to play quarterback? It just sounded like that to me right after the game. But I mean, today, cooler heads, I guess. I mean, I don't know, but I think everybody that matters there is going to be out, including him, including the quarterback. As cumbersome as it is, they will find a way to split that up over 2 years and just get done. Because if they're going to fire everybody, you'd rather just take that medicine now, like the Broncos did. Sean Payton didn't work with Russell Wilson. $80 million, fine. We're doing it. We got to do this. And I think now that has happened and it has been successful. I mean, all Denver's done is be in the they look good for the playoffs this year. They were in the playoffs last year, the year they did that. So I think Miami will fire everybody. They'll eat whatever they got to eat there and just start over.
I mean, Tua, I often want to defend him because he gets hated on pretty hard. But I think you can't do what he did, which was after their last loss, that was to the Chargers, I think, last Sunday, just sort of call out
right
the veterans, call out the other players.
Guys are skipping players-only meetings or showing up late to players-only meetings.
You put the coach in a spot because he wants to defend the players, but he also doesn't want to lose the quarterback, and he can't have it both ways. So you put the coach in a spot. You put everybody sort of on blast like that. And then come out yesterday
and throw three more picks
and play that game.
Yep.
I mean, that's what – that doesn't fly. You can't rip the team and then show up and what do they? They just did nothing in this game yesterday against the Browns, because that's when you've got to rise right. above it and be like, you know, I'm gonna lead. So yeah, that's bad for him. We haven't talked about the Denver game. You mentioned Denver, insane.
Yes, that was incredible.
How did they do it? 33 points in the fourth quarter, from zero. 24-8 with 6 minutes left. They out Ravensed the Ravens in week one.
Right. That's what
it was like a bigger collapse.
Yes.
They out collapsed week one. That's mm-hmm. another word that I'm going to try to not say.
Out collapsed?
Out collapsed. It takes so long to say it. A worse collapse than Baltimore when they were here in the opener. 24-8. And the Giants even get the score to go back ahead.
Right.
Or they get to the 1 yard line and then eventually score. I gotta look over that box. I didn't see enough of that game to talk on it. But that's an incredible win. Denver, maybe that cancels their loss in Indianapolis, where they win the game, but there's a penalty on a missed field goal.
Right, right. And they got to re-kick. Yeah.
What a game that was. 33-32. What was the best? Was that the best game yesterday, or was that not even that good? It was just a great finish. Sam and Joe this morning were saying all the favorites won, except the Colts were a 1-point underdog.
It wasn't a great game. I was red zone, but it was on a lot, it felt like, and it just felt like nothing was happening for the longest time. I mean, it was 19-0 going into the fourth quarter, right?
Yes.
So it just, like, it's not the Giants. Like 19-0 is you're winning, you're dominating, you're shutting them out, but it's not like they were home free, obviously. It just didn't feel like there was much.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happening there. I don't know. The best game? I don't know. It was another sort
Rams.
Of day, but I did not see the Rams early. Philadelphia, Minnesota was pretty good.
Okay.
I saw a good amount of that, and that was live. And the Vikings overcame some big mistakes by Wentz, but still, you know, they lost anyway. But it was a game. And it didn't look like it was going to be a game all along, and then Minnesota made it pretty good at the end. So, yeah, I don't know. Any game that ends, your team scores 33 points in the fourth quarter to win going away, I got to say, was a great game. Even if three quarters of it were tough to watch.
I guess.
It was pretty incredible.
I'll tell you who I love watching this year, though.
Dallas. That was hot, too.
That is hot, isn't it? It's Dallas, I know, but they're just doing almost anything they want on offense. Lamb back, 100 yards, touchdown. No easing him back right. in.
Throw it down the sideline to Pickens. Fine.
Pickens.
Right.
Javonte Williams looks good. 100 yards, touchdown.
Ferguson's riding a touchdown streak, I think.
Yeah, I tweeted how, like in fantasy, it's so hard because so many things are not predictable. Not even injuries only. Of course injuries. But usage, right? I mean, just what teams you want to bet on rookies, but Travion Henderson in New England. They're winning. He's really not doing anything. Do you think they mind? They'll get to Travion Henderson, mm-hmm. if he's even good enough, but they'll get to him. Doesn't matter. You draft him because you watch Ohio State, and you know it's second-round draft capital. So, okay, Ramondre Stevenson, he's old regime, not even good. Then he starts fumbling. Doesn't matter. You're never getting Henderson. Apparently, can't have it. So there's all kinds of stuff like that. You just never know what is going to happen. Dallas this year, completely predictable. Everything about it. They're going to throw it like crazy because they don't really have – this actually wasn't quite right. They don't really have the running back.
But Williams is having a nice year.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But they still super pass heavy. They lose Lamb for three games or so, still fires, and then Pickens, and then Ferguson. Prescott has always been great. There wasn't any – the defense is terrible, so you've got that. Everything right. is – it's like the Bengals last year. Everything was like, okay, this is what should happen here. So if you bet on that – now, maybe I'm jinxing it if there's another injury or something. But here's one where we knew what was going to happen and we were right. It's nice to have that every once in a while you sit there and look at your lineup and you've got seven guys with the red D next to their name because they're injured. And your entire lineup is in shambles because of it. This helps. One of these kind of helps. Indy at 6-1. They roll in L.A. I mean, that was like an easy win at the Chargers.
It was. It got... the Chargers got to within 14 at some point in the second half, and the ensuing kickoff almost went all the way back for a touchdown. Like Indianapolis ran it back into the red zone and just walked, you know, Taylor walks in for another score, I think, at the end of that drive. Whatever. They scored again. Like, thanks for coming. Like, the Chargers just made it interesting. You know, I'm watching Red Zone because I'm trying to keep tabs on that game primarily. I haven't seen Indy play much. And, you know, I care about the outcome, obviously. Both teams, really. I mean, you know, the Chargers losing isn't terrible at all for the Bills either. But I would have rather it be Indianapolis losing. So I'm there. Okay, this got in. All right, let's go. Get a stop. No, how about a 90-yard kick return instead?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Takes the air out.
Thanks a lot for that. But very clean game. Indianapolis seems like they're playing to me. Jones just does not make any mistakes.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know. I mean, if there is some simplistic thing here that they're getting away with that no one has caught up to yet, somebody better find it soon because it's getting late.
Well, I don't know. This is very much condensed, but wasn't the thing with him that he would just never take chances? Jones, like, remember he had those stats about just not having hardly any touchdown passes, and I don't know, maybe he was just skittish. And this reads like a team where he could still be a little bit that, but it doesn't hurt them because the line is so good or Taylor is so good. Like, the structure of it, I'm sure I'm oversimplifying it at best, but that he maybe can function, even thrive in this offense because he doesn't have to, you know, take shots. And you know what else about this? And maybe this is too cliche-ish or wrong as well. I just feel like you go to New York as a rookie, good luck. I mean, these are troubled franchises, the Giants and the Jets. And the odds are against you. And you played at Duke. And nobody thought you were that good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go in there and beat that challenge. Not easy. And if it goes wrong early, that would really mess with your head. And it wasn't long before Daniel Jones was kind of a joke.
Yep.
You know, like Gettleman was a joke. And the whole idea was laughed at. And so eventually, very similar to Darnold, eventually it ends and you can take a deep breath and play with it. You know your limitations now. You have experience. Everybody else knows your strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, if you're a team like the Colts that needed somebody to compliment Richardson or just to take over, here's a guy that has some of the things you need, and he's got good physical traits. So is his head clear? Because that would be, I mean, to say the least, probably an amazing, awful, intense learning experience those years where you're playing quarterback for the Giants and everybody thinks you're a joke. Like, how do you live like that? And so finally, the relief of that ending, he goes to Minnesota last year as a backup, never has to play, which maybe was good too, but you're learning under O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
And then this.
Now Shane Steichen, right.
And that's Darnold too, only with more teams in there.
Yeah.
Where you go to the Jets even. Worse than the Giants. Maybe.
I think worse than the Giants, yes.
Just like the dysfunction.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, kid. And then you're a joke and you're seeing ghosts and whatever. Just, you got to get out of there and hope that somebody else will take a chance on you.
Enter Shane Steichen. like the idea of him doing what he did for Hurts for Anthony Richardson. And not that Jones is as striking a physical specimen, the athlete that Richardson is, but he's big enough, he can move, and he can throw it. Like, it all works. Like, he might have close to, no, Hurts is a more elite runner than him, but, like, he might be physically pretty close to Jalen Hurts. And Steichen is making it work. I mean, that's where he made his bones with Hurts in Philly, and I just never would have seen it coming.
His sack percentage is the best in the league this year, Jones. Now, see, that's a lot of it has to be the system there, right? Here's a guy that would just, and if he's not going to take chances, he'll take sacks. Somebody like that would do that. They would just sort of give up on plays once in a while. But he's got it so nice, and, you know, no slight on him, that it doesn't even really show yet, at least. I mean, maybe this will change overnight even. Because we're all out here saying, like our guest earlier put it, Matt Verderam, we're all saying the same thing. It's Daniel Jones. But I don't know. He's been through a lot. I like it. And Taylor is just destroying this year. And I mentioned before, I think offensive player of the year, we sometimes go through hoops with like, well, what if it's a quarterback? Can it be what is he a function of the rest of the offense or weapons or whatever? Taylor is just dominating. And we know he's good or great even. We already knew that. And here he is now just, I mean, touchdowns, yards, all of it.
And he's the winner. The coach has got to be the favorite for coach of the year, right?
I don't actually know.
I'd be stunned if he's not. I mean, they're at this point, they're going to win 11 games maybe at minimum. That's your coach of the year. I think coming from Daniel Jones. Remember how it sounded when they just were going to have a competition between he and Anthony Richardson. Like, that's the case for the coach. He made the right choice. Look at what he's done with Daniel Jones, and they go win 11 or 12 games. Like, he's coach of the year. I think that's over already.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some other guys a little bit like that, like Seattle's guy, but I think right now he'd win for sure.
Yeah, Darnold already did this last year under someone else. So if he's playing good again, like, okay, well, somebody already fixed him. Like, good job on the resale market, but somebody already did the work. I know it doesn't exactly work transitively like that, but I'm just saying. I think Steichen is going to waltz to that award.
Who is, you're probably wondering, the favorite right now for the Jack Adams Award? Well, I'm not sure I have an answer, but the Sabres have won two in a row. They're showing they can win different ways, Bulldog.
Yes, they are.
High-scoring games, and then right back with a shutout of Florida. Tonight, the Canadiens in Montreal, Paul Hamilton is there. I'll say it. We have often with these pregame conversations with Paul, musical accompaniment that can sometimes be even very distracting. Montreal, it's sort of perfect. It's sort of light organ music, yep. And I think I'm looking forward to a good vibe behind Paul in our upcoming conversation.
I agree. It would really surprise me if we had a French-speaking Flock of Seagulls cover band or something playing.
Yes, but, you know, that might be funny. We'll find out who Zach Metta is and talk about the Sabres' recent performances and tonight's game with the Canadiens, a team Bulldog recently said he thinks is very good.
I'm very high on Montreal.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sabres pregame is next. This is WGR.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.